The Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe, has expressed optimism that the corporation will meet the international deadline on migration to the digital platform by June 2015. He said despite financial challenges, GBC is set to have a digital platform that will cover the whole country. Speaking ahead of GBC's 79th anniversary lecture today, Major Donchebe said the corporation has done fairly well in meeting the broadcasting demands of the country.
Being an institution, GBC is growing, and 79 years, even though it's quite a long time in the life of a broadcasting station or organization, it's probably not the longest. There are older, far older organizations, and we're looking forward to the future with even greater confidence than ever before.
And would you say GBC has lived up to your expectation as a public service broadcaster and also playing its primary role of educating, informing and entertaining Ghanaians?
I think GBC has done fairly well. It could be better, but under the constraints that we operate, you know, we don't have perfect conditions. We do not have access to the kind of resources that we require to discharge our obligations. However, under the circumstances, I think we've done fairly well, well above the past mark, and we still believe that we could do better.
GBC, we know, has a vision of improving health technology and, I mean, going digital. Where is the corporation now in terms of digital broadcasting?
Well, as you probably know, we pioneered digital broadcasting in Ghana, and so far, locally, we are doing quite well. Apart from one other foreign operator, I believe we have the most extensive digital platform. But as you know, our platform started as a pilot, and it was intended to be built up by the state. We are owned 100% by the state, and there are certain critical interventions that must be done by the state. One of these is the construction of this digital platform. As you speak to me, we still wait the state to provide this platform. We are very anxious because, as you know, the deadline is June 2015. However, we are not just sitting back and waiting. We believe that in our own small way, we can extend digital broadcasting to as many Ghanaians as possible because of the excitement in that technology. And in recent times, we have extended the technology to Kumasi and its environs. And we are studying prospects of going probably to Tamale and Takoradi. But this is a very expensive proposition, and funds are among some of the things that we don't have, but we're doing the best that we can. And recently, we have received positive information that at long last, our digital platform may be just around the corner. And so we are keeping our fingers crossed, and hopefully, we shall have a digital platform which will cover the whole of this country before the deadline, which is June 2015.
Major Albert Donchebe used the opportunity to appeal to government to review the TV license fee. He noted that this avenue can help the corporation raise the needed revenue for its operations.